Okay, today's daf, first daf of Tavshin Ayin Aleph, is Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Tes. That's what we are in the middle of, and we will start. Again, we're in the middle of the medicine gemaras. So it was all day yesterday, and the first couple of lines today that we're going to do, and then we will get on to other inyanim, as this daf really starts the next section of this Masechta, and that is the Halacha L'maaseh element. We start with Yayin Nesech, and the Yayin related halachas, and then on top of Lamed Hey is the rest of the Masechta, Bishalachim, Pasachim, and all of those halachas that will come up. Okay, but today's daf is Daf Chav Tes. Let's start from the Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, fifth line on Chav Tes Amin Aleph. Fifth line on Chav Tes Amin Aleph, Tana Rabbanan. Hamek is up until there, again, it's just a continuation of the various. You know, we'll start from the top line. Start from the top line. It is today's daf, so we'll start with the top line. We're in the middle of listing off different remedies. Chala lisibure umonini latanisa v'chilufe sakanta. Chala, you have to use vinegar for sibure. After bloodletting, it's good to have vinegar. Monini latanisa. Monine is a type of a fish mixture with little fish for someone who is fasting, right? In Yana Dioma, that's what we had to start with today's daf. The chilufa sakanta. But if you switch then it's a sakana. You gotta make sure not to take vinegar tonight and a little fish for bloodletting. Tachli v'siburi sakanta. If somebody eats tachla, which is cress, C-R-E-S-S, so it's translated as. V'sibura, and then bloodlet sakanta. That's dangerous to have that in that order. Ishta v'sibura sakanta. If somebody has a fever and then bloodlets, also sakana. Ka'iv'ena v'siburi sakanta. If somebody has an eye ache and then bloodlets, then it is also a sakana. Sheni ladag dam. If it's the second day of eating fish, if somebody eats fish today, then they can bloodlet tomorrow. That's okay. If somebody eats bloodlets today, they can eat fish tomorrow. It just shouldn't be done on the same day. Shlishi lo sakanta. But a day later is sakana. Right? This reminds us of the Machlokas Rishonim about the third day after a meal is the most dangerous, the most painful. So is that the most more than the first two? Or is it even? So according to the summary shown in that say, it's the most here too. But what, if you have the day after it's not dangerous and the third day it is dangerous? Okay. But that is the, that's what the Gemara says. Period. Tana Rabbanan, continuing. Hamek is dam, if somebody bloodlets, lo yochal chagbash. What does that stand for? Lo chalav, should eat, drink milk, vol gvino or cheese, vol betzalim or onions, velo shachlayim. That's also cress, right? Because shachal, shin, and tough switch. Im achal, and if you did eat any of these, I'm rabbiya, this is what you have to do. Nasi reviyasa techala, you have to bring a revias of vinegar, reviyasa techamra, and revias of wine, v'ne'ir bavinhu, bahadi adadi v'nishti. Put them all together, and drink it. V'chimafane, and then that is some type of diuretic, so it'll get it out of your system. So when you go to the bathroom, lo mafane el mizracha shalir, you should all go to the east side of the city. Shutukasha recha, because even the odor is of the waste is dangerous. Therefore, go to the east side, because the wind from the east is the weakest wind. So therefore, go there, and the odor will stay there on the east of the city. So there's a lot of gemaras about bloodletting in Shas, in those days, they thought it was healthy. It was healthy. Too much blood, too little blood, you gotta get the humors balanced, you have to get everything equal. But again, this is part of the larger sugya that we mentioned last week. Tosfos mentioned, right? We have to go away, it was on the daf, it wasn't even off the daf. Remember the Tosfos? The important Tosfos. Tosfos says, on Chav Dal Namabez, Mishtanu Ativim. Tosfos, a baby cow, 3 years old. Do they have babies? Not have babies. So Tosfos and Nishtanu Ativim. We mentioned there that this comes up in all different contexts. The Chazon Ish talks about it in the context of bloodletting. The Chazon Ish, the beginning of Yoredeya, Simin Hey, Oz Gimel. What's it doing at the beginning of Yoredeya? Hilchos Trefus. Right? The Mishnah in Chul, second paragraph of Chulin, Elu Trefus. So it lists off all the Trefus. Right? The animal's not going to live. Animal's not going to live. We know a lot of these trefus say the achronim that they will live, and a lot of things not on the list that they're not going to live. So what do you mean? These are the trefus. So the Chazon Ish talks about, you know, it could be that certain medicines worked then and don't work now, or vice versa. Certain operations worked then and don't work now. Things change, and fish change, and people change. That's what the Chazon Ish discusses here. But the halacha, does not change in certain, we'll see whether that's totally, well, he means that in every case a little bit later, but this is what he says. The Efshar Ode Let me read the time. Be'efshar d'hanituchim shebizmanenu lo hayim mo'ilim b'yamim harishonim. It could be our, you know, surgeries. Wouldn't have helped then. V'gam efshar d'enam b'ko aklimim hachamim v'atzinim. Right, not in all the climates. You know, certain things are good. You know, certain allergies exist in different parts of the world. I didn't have allergies until I came to Eretz Yisrael. I never had allergies in my life. Now I have allergies. Right? The opposite. Okay. But you're on a higher level than me. Yeah. I'm not yet. And, Fazel Lashon Ara, and he quotes the Rambam, Rambam in Hilchas Shechita, where the Rambam says, V'chein in Hilchas Treifas, V'chein Elu Shemanu, V'amru Shein Treifa, Afo Pisha Yeroya B'darkei HaRafua Shebiyadenu, Shemiksasan Einim Amisin, says the Rambam, the doctor, even though you see or look around today and they're not Mamis, V'yafsha Shetichya Mehen, Ein Lecha Elama Shemanu Chachamim Shenomar Apiyatora Sheyerucha. If it's called a treifa, it's called a treifa, and that's it. Even if today we wouldn't call it a treifa, that's what the Rambam says in Hilchas Shechita, and that's what the Chazon Ish says. We wouldn't take this lakuba, meaning if there is a treifa that Chazal call a treifa, but we know a person lives by it, and somebody testifies that a certain man had this wound, but we know you could be healed from it, the wife can't get remarried. You can't go lakula mishumiguna, but regarding certain halachas lachumra, that's what we would say. Oh, this part of the Chazon Ish was written in Vilna. Before he came to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. That is related to Nishtanu Ativin. Vaiter, a little bit more. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi. So they thought bloodletting was good, so it might have been healthy at that time. Just nowadays, medicine tells us differently. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Malin Avankali b'Shabbos. You're allowed to be Mala Avankali. What's Avankali? Avankali, says Rashi, is... Where's the Rashi? Right, it's a part of the... Oh, the Gemara's going to say, I'm sorry, Rashi's going to explain it after. Maya Vankali, Amar Rabbi Abba, is Tumcha Deliba. It's a certain part of the muscle of the heart. Right, you're allowed to put back into place on Shabbos. If it's Pikuach Nefesh, Mamish, I don't know, there's no Chiddush here. Right, so it must be saying that it's somewhat dangerous, right? And it's more healthy, and there is a chashash, but one is allowed to do this on Shabbos. Maya, we'll get back to that in a minute. Maya Susa, what else should one do in order to help cure this? Where one of the heart muscles got moved. Rashi says it got folded in, and it's preventing him from breathing properly. So what should he do? Maisi kamuna karuya, should take a ladle full of cumin, venina, and mint, or nana. Nana is peppermint in modern Hebrew. So nina is mint, Rashi says minta, va'agadna, v'tisri, other ingredients, va'avadsa. You take all of that and mix it up and take it, that'll help with getting the heart muscle back. Laliba b'chamra, and for a heart, like the Gemara says, this is what you take. You take all these ingredients mixed with wine for a heart ailment. V'simanecha, do you remember that? V'yayin yisamach lavenosh. For a heart ailment, you mix it with wine. Yayin and levav in the same pasuk. L'rucha, if you're having trouble breathing, l'rucha, so then what do you take? You take the same mixture, b'maya, but you mix it with water, not with wine. V'simanech, v'rucha lokim rachefas l'pnei amayim. You see ruach and mayim in the same pasuk. L'kuda, if kuda... What's kuda? Rashi says again, another type of ailment. V'shichra, you take it in beer. V'simanech, v'kada al shichma. Right, shichma, not the same word as shechar, but it's close enough. And that's just a way to remember it. Rav Acha b'rei d'Rava, shachag lehu l'kulu b'hadi adadi. He used to take all of these ingredients. V'shakalei, malei, chamesh etzba'atei v'shasilei. He took a whole fistful, right, all five fingers worth, and he used to drink it when he had these ailments. Rav Ashi shachag kochad v'chad l'chudei. He used to take each one of these separately, meaning he used to mix each one of these ingredients with the water, with the wine, with whatever it is. The shakil, and he used to take, not a fistful, but malei etzba'e rabasi u malei etzba'e zudrasi. What does that mean? It means if you put your thumb and your pinky next to each other, and that amount that could fit between the fingers, that's how much you could take. Amra, papa anadi l'kolani, v'lo istasi. Rav Papa says, I did all this and never worked, nothing worked. Right, so even then, not everything worked. Right, didn't work. Ah, the Amalia Hutai, until one time, a certain passerby said to me, I see Kuza Chadasa, bring a new jug, Umal Yamaya, fill it with water, Vrami Beit Tarvada de Dufsha, and throw in a spoonful of honey, and Yonah the Yoma, right, we have Dvasha this time of year, the Tali La Beit Kuchvi, and you hang it, Beit Kuchvi, from, Rashi says, tachas hakochavim, you hang it outside the house, let it stay overnight, outside, well, the macharishti, and the next day drink it. That's what she told her. Papa, avdi, hachiv, itzi, wonderful, he was healed. Period, end of that section. Again, we mentioned last week already, I don't think I wrote it down here, I'll read it from somewhere else, but already the medicines of the Talmud. Medicine of the Talmud, the refus of the Talmud, like we read, the two, this was one of the two major sections of medicines, right? The Gemara in Gittin, Mish Perak Misha Achzu, and right here. Whenever people talk about medicine, here and there you have little ones, but the main discussions are there in Maseches Gittin, and right here, the past 2.5 blot. But the poskim, for two reasons already say that we do not try these, we could connect it, oh, this is like what we have today, but to try to follow the medicines that it says here, should not be done. First of all, it'll lead to apikarsis, because we'll try, then it's not going to work, and it's going to say, oh, the rabbis didn't know what they were talking about. But it is not, it's not supposed to work. A, because of maybe just trying to attive what the Chazon Ishtar said. Also, number two, we don't know exactly what these things are. And we don't know exact measurements, how to mix them. So even if we know, we don't know what they are, we don't know how to mix them. So therefore, already Bizman HaGaonim, there was a Chayrim. The Amshar Shlomo quotes it as a Chayrim of the Gaonim, not to use these medicines. The Marsha in Gittin, in that, so in Parak Mishach, so in the seventh Parak, the Marsha there says, so what's it doing in Shas? Right? We're not supposed to learn from them, and we're not supposed to follow these medicines, and there was a chair of the Gaonim to use them, so why did Ravina and Ravashi put it into Shas? Yesh Lishol, b'kol hani, this is the Marsha, Daf Samaches in Gittin. Yesh Lishol, b'kol hani refuels on his car and by Pirka, gam b'perkein ma'midin. That's us. Amai kazvinu Ravina Ravashi b'talmud, ha'amrinim perkama d'brachas, v'hatov b'nech asisi, sheganas chizkiyo, sefer ha'refuos. It says that in Brachas and in Psachim, that he put away the Sefer of Fools, Kedeshi Vakshu Rachamim, Shibchu Chacham Mazos. Right? We're not supposed to study these, because we're supposed to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Separate issue about going to doctors, not for now. The Yesh L'Yashev, the Vadai Nitan Rishus L'Rapos V'Lei De Refu Asa Kol HaChaloim. It's obviously allowed and obligatory to know medicines and to get healed if somebody's sick. Ela she'ein roi legalos kulam l'chal adam mishum inshi delo ma'alush lo yiptchu b'ashem ela b'fruwasam. But we have to have the proper attitude when we have the medicines. Right? You know what the Shulchan Aruch says before one bloodlets, and the Mishnah Berurah there says it's before we take any medicine. Before we pop the Tylenol or the Advil or the antibiotics, there's a Yehi Ratzon to say. Hey, we don't say it. It's in the Shulchan Aruch, the end of Chelek Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. The Yehi Ratzon that the Rofe Chinam, got the exact Lashon, Kodesh Baruch Hu should help this medicine work. You should realize that it's not the medicine. It's not Kodesh Baruch Hu helping with the medicine. So said the Marsha, that's the only negative that Chazal had. But why is it here? It's here so you know that they knew medicine. Umitoch tze tira she'ein b'talmud chaser mikol hachachmos. There is no wisdom that is not in the Talmud. It relates to what we discussed last Shavuos, the importance of learning Gemara. Ki l'kol chol itimso bo refuah shlema v'amitis l'mevinim l'shonam v'al yomar ha'malig al chachmei ha'talmud shayu chaserim mi'chachmas ha'refuah. They knew every chachmei in the world. And we have to try to know every wisdom. Right, the Gra, we've quoted before, the Gra, the Rav Yisrael Mishklov writes in his Akdama to Pa'as HaShulchan, one of the great Talmudim in the Gra. The Gra knew and was a Baki in every single Chachma in the entire universe. He writes, he knew music, he knew botany, he knew every Chachma, except Chachmas HaNituach. What does that mean? Does that mean surgery? Does that mean anatomy? Pashas means anatomy. And he writes there, Rav Yisrael Mishklov writes, this part of the story is more well known, that the Gra wanted to go to medical school in order to learn Chachmas HaNituach, to take anatomy. And his father didn't let him go. Because his father said, if you go to medical school, then you will become the best doctor in the world, and you will have an achrayus to heal every single patient in the world. And you won't have time to become the Gra. So therefore, his father didn't let him put himself into that situation. Okay, what messages you can get from that story? Not for now, but that's what he quotes. If you saw Mishlov quotes that story. But he writes there, the Gra was a Baki in every Chachma. So that's related to this Marsha. The Marsha says that the Bali of Talmud were Bakiim in every Chachma. And that's why he says these medicines. They knew how to heal every disease. Right? Not that we're supposed to use those medicines. But every single disease in the world, they knew exactly the Chachma, how to deal with it. And you're even allowed to do it on Shabbos. Even allowed to do it on Shabbos. There is, again, one point to be mosif, and then we'll continue. And that is, what's the reason one is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos on Shabbos? Like here, you're allowed to do this. It's Tumcha Deliba. What's the reason? because it's not one of the big three. That's one of them. Shabbos is not one of the big three you have to give your life for. But there are sources. The Gemara in Yuma has a whole amud and a half of sources. What is the reason that we hold Pehei, Pehei Manal, Pehei Mabez? Why do we hold that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos? So it quotes a number, five or six different reasons, but the two well-known reasons, he quotes the Mila, if Mila is Docha Shabbos, which is just one of the limbs, surely for a whole body is Docha Shabbos. Let me find the one that I wanted to quote. Rav Shimon ben Asya Omer, the last two are the ones that the post can quote. Rav Shimon ben Asya says, V'shomer ben Yisrael Shabbos, Amr Torah Chalel of Shabbos Achas, Kedei Sheishma Shabbos Os Harbe. Right. Be mechal this one, so you'll have many more Shabbatot to keep. Amr Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, though, if I was there, I would have thrown out all the other sources. All first six, he's number seven, V'chai Bohem. V'losha Yamas Bohem. And that is the one that the Gemara ends off with Maskana, that's the one that we hold of. But the post can point out, the Minchas Asher has a beautiful piece on it in Simon Samach and Shmos, where the Minchas Asher says, even though V'chai Bohem is the Iker source lahalacha, but we also hold of Chalal Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyish Bar Shabbos Os Harbe, because there are a number of halacha lemaisa cases where V'chai Bohem wouldn't apply, and we still say B'machal Shabbos because Chalal Shabbos Achas. For example, what about if a woman's pregnant and the fetus is in danger? The fetus is in the mother's life. Let's say you know for sure somehow, it's hard to know, but let's say theoretically you know for sure that the mother's life is not in danger at all, but the baby's life is in danger. You machal Shabbos for a fetus? We paskin, yes. Machal Shabbos, you drive in a car. Drive to a Doraisa to save a fetus. What do you mean? The baby's not alive yet. Ah, Chal Shabbos Achas, Kli Shishmer Shabbos is Harbe. That's the svar the post can quote. The Rabban, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, but that's what we paskin for one example. Another example. Fascinating. Tosas Abba Metzia. Remember this Tosas? Kuf Yadad Mabez. The Gemara there says that Elio Anavi, we know, he did Tchias HaMesim. Right? The Isha Shunamis, that she had a baby, the man of Shunamis, and he goes and he died. He goes up to the attic and he does CPR on him and he does Tchias HaMesim. They asked Tosas, he was a Kohen. How can he be Matami himself? So Tosfos says he knew Bavadai that he'd be able to bring him back, so it was as if he was alive. That's Tosfos' answer. But says the that's so this question. Valo Pashut, the core the Chaibahem Lachaim Lanem of Lolo Mesim. Or is the base of the son the Chaibah doesn't apply to somebody who's dead already. Right? But the Svara of Chalel Aveira Achas, Kadeshi Ishra Averas Harbe, that would apply. And therefore that's another Svara why he would be able to do it. And just a third idea, he quotes about eight ideas here, the Rasha Weiss, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilcha Shabbos, Simin Shinvav. Very important, hashkafically, not just halachically. The Shulchan Aruch Simin Shin Vav. Are you allowed to be Machal Shabbos for Pikuach Neshama? Not somebody's life is in danger, somebody's spirituality is in danger. Allowed to be Machal Shabbos for that? What's the case? Mi Sheshalchulo. Somebody gets a message on Shabbos. Shehotzio Bito Mibeso B'Shabbos. That his daughter was taken. Lahotzio Miklal Yisrael. His daughter was taken by the missionaries. On Shabbos. Is he allowed to go drive to try to stop them? Mitzvah lasu maderech pamav lishtado matzalasa. V'yozi afilu chusli shalosh parsos. Right, v'ylo boy, and if he doesn't want to go, bezin goes in a love. Bezin makes you go. So chilul Shabbos for spirituality. So what's the svara for that? L'chora, says Rav Asher Weiss, v'chai bahem, v'lo sheyamas bahem, does not apply. Does v'chai bahem apply to your spiritual life? Maybe on a hashkafic level, but on a halachic level, l'char, that wouldn't be enough. Chalal Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Mishra Shishra Shabbos Os Harbe, that would apply. So, Rav Asher Weiss points out six cases, we quoted three, where Chalal Shabbos Achas you would need, because B'chai Bohem wouldn't apply. Number one, for a baby, for a fetus. Number two, for somebody who's dead already. And number three, for the neshama of a person. Right, those three, you need Chalal Shabbos Achas, and not just V'chai Bohem. Okay? We continue. Where are we up to? Tanur Rabbanan says the Gemara. Shisha Dvar Amarabin is a Chol Amechol Yud. There are six things right in the middle. Six things that help a person get healed from his sickness. The Refuasan Refua. And the healing is a healing. We'll get back to that Lashon in a minute. Ve'eluhe, what are the six things that if somebody's sick, it's a good thing to eat? Kruv, cabbage, trudin, beets, umesisin, yevesha, dry, mesisin, whatever they are. Ve'kevas, And another type of keva, the maw of an animal, heres. What's heres? Yes, 2 days ago we said hayom haras olam. Heres, the fetus, the embryo of a animal. V'hayoseres hakavin, in the lobe of the liver. All these things are good. V'yishamim ha'dagam ketanim. Some say little fish. V'lo or ha'dagam ketanim. Mafrin v'mafrin kol gubash l'adam. Little fish are great. They make you become strong and healthy. Asar dvar machzirin esachol l'chalyo. 10 things, though, return somebody who's just getting over a sickness, it makes him sick again. V'chil yokasha. And it's difficult to get over it. Right? These 6 things, we're about to list a bunch of things that are fine to eat when you're healthy. But when you're just getting over something, don't eat it. The Elohein, these are them. Ha'ochel b'sar shar, eating a big piece of a big steak from an ox. Shuman, a fatty piece of meat. Basar tzli, roasted meat. Basically meat. It's not a good thing to eat when you're getting over a sickness. Fleishiks. Basar tziparim, right, chicken. Ubeis tzluya, a roasted egg. Vishchalayim, there's the cress again. Vitiglachas, getting a haircut. Again, a haircut was an ordeal in those days. Right, it wasn't just going to a barber, 15 minutes, you finish. It was a whole ordeal. And maybe you have to like take off your shirt, and you're going to be cold, and get chilly. Umerchad, going to the bathhouse. Gvina, v'kaved, or even cheese or kidneys. Right? Or kaved is, liver. Kaved, the liver. So all these things aren't good if you're just getting over a sickness. V'yeshamar mafagozim. Some say also nuts. Right, nuts. We just had, last year I had a shayla. But nuts on Rosh Hashanah, right? We know the Ramah quotes there, the minhag not to eat nuts on Rosh Hashanah, because egos is gematria chet, even though it's really not, right? It's really one off. It's gematria ches test, but not without the aleph. Right? Well, one year is allowed to be one off. The joke goes that chet is also gematria chet, so it's also not to chatoim on Rosh Hashanah. But anyway, so the Ramah quotes is okay, minhag Yisrael. So I got a shayla, a woman called up and baked something, this whole chicken, whatever, all these ingredients, and she used crushed nuts in it. One of the ingredients. So she had to throw out all the chicken. So you make the call. It's a minhag in the Ramah, Rosh Hashanah. Right? What do you think? Is it treif? Or it's not treif? So there's a lot of yesh mi'am alismos here. Number one, it's done already, and you're staring at baltashlis in your face. Number two, it's not whole nuts, it was crushed nuts. Who says the xero was on nuts that you can't see as a nut? And number three, it might be butl and all the other ingredients. Right? So for those three reasons, I told her that she could eat the chicken. Okay, not like, I remember that same day, I remember it was a couple years ago, the same day I got another shayla, it was a chicken day, that woman had made this whole chicken with wine, it was some type of wine chicken, and the wine was not mavushal. And the cleaning lady had been in the house by herself, you know, the day before with an open bottle of wine in the fridge. So that one, sorry, today's daf is going to start it. So there, got to throw it out. Right, there's yain. Yain is not yain esach is chamer. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. It's not batel even. But it was all wine was all over the place. Right, and it was an open bottle, and it was. So anyway, we'll get to those halachas soon. Bezrat Hashem. V'yeshamrin. So nobody could say I'm a machmir or I'm a mekel. You know, I got the nuts. The nuts are was cool. Here af egozim. So the week of Rosh Hashanah, egoz comes up in the daf. So you got to talk about it. V'yeshamrin af kishuin. Some say also kishuin gourds. Tana de Vera Bishmal, Lamanik Rashman Kishuan, why they called Kishuan Ibn Shane, Kashan Lakal Gufers Adam Kacharevos. They're carved to a person's body like swords. Right? And all these things are difficult, and that's why they're called Kishuan. The Ar HaChama, one of the Akronim asks, so why were Kishuan created? Didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu look at the entire creation and say, Vihini Tov Ma'od? So Kishuan are Kashe for a Guf Shal Adam. So what are Kishuan good for? Maybe they're good for animals. They're good for something, and everything is good. It just might not be good for a person. He gives a different answer. He says, right, after all, even more, so they're even good for people. Why? How do they good for people? What did the Pasuk say in Sefer Bamidbar by the Misonanim? Zacharnu es ha-kishuim es ha-avatichim. We remember the kishuim, they were awesome in Mitzrayim. So you see, kishuim were good. What, is Tanu Ativim? Right, the Torah says they're good. Chazal say they're the kasha. So says the Ar HaChama. They're very tasty. What happened? They're there for people who, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to, okay, you can have some good taste right now, but they're not going to be good for you. They're really not going to, they're going to be kasha for you, but they're really not good for you. Meaning they're good to the palate, but they're not really good for the body. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give somebody a sweet taste, that's what he will give. What's the double lashon? of six things heal a person, and the healing is a healing? What's the double lashon? So it might connect to a Rav Kook that we've quoted in the past. Again, in Yonah Diyoma, right? We said in Avinu Malkeinu, if you daven mincha already, or if not, daven mincha a little later, Hachzirinu b'tshuva shleima lefanecha. What's tshuva shleima? What's tshuva shleima? So Rav Kook says, look at the next line. Shlach refua shleima lechol yamecha. What's refua shleima? Refua shleima means we don't just treat the symptoms. We treat the illness. If a doctor just treats the symptoms, so then he's not going to get to the root. You got to treat the illness itself. Root it out. That's refua shleima. So that's tshuva shleima as well. Tshuva shleima is not just the symptoms. We have to go to the core of what's causing us to falter. And that's tshuva shleima. So that's refua shleima right here. It means uprooting the disease. It doesn't just mean treating the symptoms, but treating the illness itself. Okay. Ad kan medicine gemaras. Now we get back to haircuts. The ein mestarein b'chol makom. The daf 2 days ago on daf chav zayin amar aleph. Remember the Mishnah? The Mishnah said that Reb Meir says you're never allowed to get a haircut. Never allowed to get haircuts from them. The chachamim say you're allowed to in public. Bereshis harabim. So says the Gemara. Tan rabbanon Yisrael mestaber b'ovid kochavim. A Yisrael that gets a haircut from a ovid kochavim roe b'mara is allowed to look in him. Looks not allowed. Roe b'mara looks in a mirror. Looks in a mirror. Why? So you'd be able to see what's going on. We're not talking about payas here. We're talking about danger to life, as we were talking about those types. Like the Meiri said a few weeks ago, I don't look here today, but again, he might say again, but the haircuts, in a society where Ovdei Kochavim were chashin, where Jewish blood was cheap, and getting haircuts from them could be very dangerous. So if you use a mirror, then it would be okay. Why? Not only because you'll be able to see what's going on. You'll see another reason in a minute. But if a Jew is giving a haircut, once you get to the ponytail in the back, you can't cut around there, because that's the part that they grow towards their Avodah Zarah. Like we spoke about a couple weeks ago, blurious. One of the Avodah Zarahs, they left it and they cut it on the different holidays. So you can't go near there because that's considered connecting to something that's Avodah Zarah, kashur, and therefore you can't cut it all the way to there. Amar, Yisrael mitzarbe evkochavim roba mare hechidami. What's the case when you can look in a mirror? Eber shazarabim lameli mare. If you're in the street, if you're in the middle of a public area, what do you need the public for? What do you need a mirror for? He's not going to try anything. Eber shazayachid ki roa mayavi. And if you're in private, so what? So you'll see him kill you. You'll see him slit your throat. Right? So what difference does it make? So the Gemara says, no, olam rishas ayachid. It's in rishas ayachid. But the fact that you use a mirror, already he won't do it. Why? Vekiva dika mara mischazi kadam chashuv. If you're using a mirror, then you're obviously a noble person. You're obviously somebody important. What do you care so much how you look? You're using a mirror. But it could be also in those days that men didn't commonly use mirrors. We'll get to this in a second. And therefore only special men use mirrors. And therefore, if you do that, they'll think you're another mchashev, and then you'll be out of danger. To finish up for a minute, Rav Chana, Rav Biznavi, Mestabim, Yovik, Ochavim, Bishkila, de Narda. Rav Chana used to get haircuts in the streets of Narda. From an Ovik Ochavim. Amalei, Chana Chana, Yai Koech Lezuga. So, as he was getting a haircut, the barber said to him, Hey Chana, your throat is beautiful for my scissors. Right? Yai Koech Lezuga. Koech is, right, your throat. Amar, Tesili Da'avriad Dura Meir, Ivei, it's Magiali. I deserve it because I violated Rabbi Meir, who says you're never supposed to get a haircut from a non-Jew, period. The Gemara says, Adur Abana Lo Avar. What, he only went against Reb Meir? He didn't violate the Rabbanan? Eimer, the Rabbanan, when did the Rabbanan say in the Mishnah, Bereshis Arabim, Bereshis Yachin Miyamar? What do you mean? They agree that in Bereshis Yachin, you can't get a haircut. And he was on a little side street. V'hu savar, shvili dinar da, kivin the shlichei rabim, kirshis rabim damu. Why did he only think he was going against Reb Meir? Because he thought he was public enough. He didn't think it was private. So that's why, even though the Gemara says, didn't he go like the Rabbana? He must have felt that was public enough. Okay, on this daf, Machlokas Rishonim, can a man use a mirror? What does this Gemara sound like? How do you read this Gemara? What does the first line say? A man uses a mirror when he gets a haircut from a guy. Does this mean can or should? What does the Gemara mean? If it's can use a mirror, so then maybe you'd be mashma that normally you cannot use a mirror. If the Gemara means a person should use a mirror, then we're saying you always can, but here you have to. So this Gemara itself is doesn't give it away, doesn't tip its hand, because either way. So if you look in Tosfos right here, look at the end, look at the fifth line of Tosfos, mashma, she'asur le'ish le'ros b'mara. It's mashma that you can't look in the mirror. Why would that be? Why can a man not look in the mirror? Venire ki atam ishum lo yilbash gever sim las isha demitar gim lo yisakin gever b'sikunei itza. A man can't use things that women use to look nice. Stosa says that would be the isser. Lo yilbash gever. Shoot all the way down. Mihu, about 20 lines down. Umihu. Middle of the line in Tosfos. Umiyu, eino aser kiim lehisnaos. And what the Gemara teaching me is only a problem when you're looking in the mirror to look nice. Da'avar mishum l'yobash gever. Why does a woman use a mirror? Aval lehistaper ulegaleach v'liras b'marshali chabal v'asmo. But if the reason you're using a mirror is not to get a haircut or to shave, you don't want to hurt yourself, o mishum mechush einayim, or you want to see if you have a something in your eye, vade mutter ubochein libos hu yodeya. What an unusual line in Tosfos. Hashem knows why you're using the mirror, right? Oh, I'm doing it because I'm worried that I'm going to cut myself, and you really just want to look nice. What does Tosfos hold? It's usur me'ikar adin for a man to look in a mirror. That's what Tosfos says. Halacha l'maaseh, he's a rishon. Look in the Ran here. Right, everybody's schwitzing a little bit right now, right? Even though, I don't know, all the teenagers out there are schwitzing, right? The Ran here is Mekel. The Ran says, no, Yesh Lomar, to bechol makom sheregilin ha'anashim listakel b'mara kimo anashim. If it's the minhag of the place for men to use mirrors just like women, mutter. And all the sugyas, all the gemaras and toseftas that seem to say it's aser, that's a place where they didn't use mirrors. And all the places that was mutter, it's a place where they did use. That was what the Ran says right here on Tess Amid Beis and the Daf Yarif. So Machlokas, Tosfos, and the Ran. Who do we paskin like? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Nun Vav, all these halachas, the second chelik of Yaradeya gets a lot of press the next couple of weeks. Right? You should take it off the shelf, dust it off, and use it a lot. All the halachas that we're going to discuss for the next couple of weeks, Be'ez Hashem, will be from the second chelik of Yaradeya. So, says the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Nun Vav, Aser le'ish le'istakal b'mara mishum lo yilbash gever, Eli im kein mishum refua. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Tosfos. Ramah. V'yesh omrim, d'ha d'asur l'eres b'mara, ha'inu d'afka b'makam sh'derech l'eres b'mara, rak nashim. V'yesh mishum l'yobash kem asim l'asisha, aval b'makam sh'derech ha'nashim l'eres gam kemara mutter. Ramah quotes the Ran. I remember one time Rabbi Meir Tversky, one of the greats from NYU, was giving a Musar Shmooz. It's got to be about 20 years ago. He was saying, you know, once in a while, we just got to look in the mirror, according to the poskim that say that, you know, you can look in the mirror, but I think all of would agree now. Just made a sly comment, but I know that halacha. After he said it, everybody's like, what halacha? Looked it up. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Machlokas Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber poskins like Tosfos, and the Ramah poskins like the Ran. So one of the Achronim point out, just a ha'ara, fascinating, there's a Taz in Hilchas Chanukah. The Taz in Simin Tafresh Ayin Aleph in Hilchas Chanukah says that in that place, in Tafresh Ayin Aleph, that's the only place in all Shulchan Aruch where Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosfos and the Ramah paskins like the Chachmi Sfarad, like the Rambam. That's the Gemara about Chanukah, how do you like Chanukah candles, right? Is Mahajman and Mahajan building on Mahajan or building on, right, Nereshu Beso? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes like Tosfos over there from Shabbos Chaf Aleph and the Ramah quotes the Rambam. So I saw one of the Achronim that say, here's another case. Here's another one. The Taz forgot one, right? The Taz said, sorry, that's the, because there's another case where Tosfos, the Shulchan Aruch quotes Tosfos, and the Ramah quotes the Ran. Not the Rambam, but quotes the Chachmi Sfarad, the Ran. Okay, fascinating. Good, we continue. So we don't have to throw out our mirrors. The Oved, the Shulchan Aruch, the other Gemara, interesting that the Tosfos quote, Shabbos Kuf Mem Tes, it talks about you're allowed to use a mirror on Shabbos. Why are you allowed to use a mirror on Shabbos? What's the whole issue? I wouldn't be able to use it. The Gemara, it's a drabanan to use a mirror on Shabbos, the Gemara says there. Why? Because they used to have blades on the corner of their mirrors. So they'd be looking in a mirror, and, you know, they'd see like a hair that they want to cut. They'd just go to the side and be able to cut it. So maybe the Gemara says there, you can't look in a mirror on Shabbos because what do you usually do? You usually just go close and use the sharp end. So that's gzeirah. Gzeirah. That's the discussion of mirrors in Masechah Shabbos. Weiter. Once you get to the ponytail, you got to leave it alone. The kama amr of Malki. How much space do you have to leave? Amr of Malkiya. Amr of Adabar Ava. Shlosha etzbos called ruach veruach. 3 finger lengths to each side. You got to stay away from it. Amr of Chanina breder of Ika. Rav Chanina says, Shpod, Shvachos, Vegumos, Rav Malkiyo, Blurius, Efer Makle, Vigvina, Rav Malkiyo. The statement that we just had, they have to leave 3 finger lengths, was Rav Malkiyo. And Rav Chanina says that Rav Malkiyo said 3 things in Shas, and Rav Malkiyo said 3 things in Shas. So you got to know who said what. So he just gave us the list. Each of these words are another halachic context. Rashi quotes you where they're from. We're not going to go through them now. So the 3 of them are Rav Malkiya, 3 of them are Rav Malkiya. But Amar, I'm sorry, I missed a line. Amarach Papa, he has a different way to remember it. Masnisan u Masnisa Rav Malkiya, whenever it's quoting a Mishnah or a Brisa or a Tosefta, that's Rav Malkiya. Shmaitza, whenever it's quoting something an Amora said, Rav Malkiya. And it doesn't work out. The simana, simana masnisa malkasa. And how do you remember it? Anything from a masnisa, from a mishnah, is with the king. Malkasa. That's Rav Malkiya, the king. My benayu, was there any nafkamina between them? Ikimana shvachos. Shvachos switch. Because shvachos is a brisa, I think. Right? I think that's what the, Rashi explains. Either way, that's the one that switches between Rav Chanina and Rav Papa. Okay, right. Says the Mishnah, next Mishnah, in the Masechta. Elu dvarim shelo de kochavim asur and v'isur and isur ana. The following items are usur of a non-Jew, and they're usur ba'ano as well. This is in contrast to what we're going to get to later on. The next Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hei Mabez, where the Mishnah says these items are usur only ba'achila, not ba'ana. That's why yayin is more chamer than all the others. Bishul and pas and chalav, all of those are only usur ba'achila. But yayin is going to be usur ba'ana. Ha yayin. Number one, the wine. The wine of an ovik achavim is usur. As we'll talk about this in the details in the coming up days, touching it, pouring it, but this is, all wine is usur. This is even stam yenam, right? Which means wine that you don't know anything about. It's stam. You don't know if it was used for anything. Why? Because Rashi says, third line in Rashi, the taima da usur ba'na, mishum de dilma naschehu. Right? Maybe they poured it out. Maybe they poured it out to avodah zara, yayin nesach, right? Nisach. We do Nisach in the base of Migdash, right? Lahavdil, right? So they do Nisach, so that's what we're worried about. Other Rishonim here bring in the other issue that comes up here. Not the issue of Nisach, the issue of Chasnus, intermarriage. Right? We'll see a lot of the other later halachas are based on Chasnus, so the Tosfos talks about Chasnus here too. That it's not just, Tav Tosfos, it's not just about Yayin Nesach, but it also has a Chasnus issue. So, Ve'ez Ramjol Gochavim, Hayayin, Vahachom, Jol Gochavim, Shaytchil, also Yayin, vinegar of an Ovik Gochavim, that used to be wine. Right, because maybe he was Manasseh beforehand. Va'cheres hadar yani, Hadrian earthenware. Rashi explains they used to be able to squeeze this out and get wine in and out of it. So therefore, basically, it's a chash of wine. Va'oros levuvin. What are oros levuvin? Skins. The levuvin for the word lave. What they used to do in some of their rites, R-I-T-E, some of the rites of the Avodah Zarah, is they used to take out the heart of the animal. Rachman al Islam, when the animal was still alive. And they made a circular hole on the animal's skin. So when you just have the skin, you would know whether this animal was used for Avodah Zarah. So if you have that skin, and you see the circle, so you know that's also Asur Bana, because you know this was Takrovis for Avodah Zarah. Reb Shimon Gamliel lo omer, bizman shakere shelo agul asur. Only when there's a round hole is asur. Mashuch mutter. But if it is not round, it's a little pulled, then it's mutter, because it must have gotten ripped for some other way. Right? You don't, because there it has to be perfectly round when they used it in their avodah. Basar nechaz lavez kachavim. Meat on its way in to an Avodah Zarah house, mutter. If you intercept it and get that meat, that's okay. Because it wasn't worshipped. It wasn't used for Avodah Zarah yet. But on the way out, any type of meat, you have to assume was tikrovas Avodah Zarah, anything used in an Avodah Zarah, and it would be Asur Bahana. Ha'hochen letarfos, if somebody is going on their way to their Avodah Zarah house, Asur, lasis, vasimon, then you're not allowed to do business with them, but if they're coming out of their house, it is mutter. The Rishonim discuss what this is doing here. This is a Perek Aleph type of halacha about doing business with them, but it is brought here as well. Next. No dosa obdeko chavim bekankanehem. What if somebody has jugs? Jugs of an obdeko chavim, and they're kankan, they're bottles. The yayin sheisal kanis bahen. What if a Jew's wine is in a bottle of a non-Jew? It's kanis bahen. Right? So it's not cooked in there, it's just sitting in there. Asurin. It's asur. The isurin isur hana. The very man. It's asur hana. V'cham omrim ein isur and isur hana. No, this is not asur. If it's only kanis besocho, it's not asur b'ana. Maybe it's asur b'shtia, but it's not asur b'ana. What is this based on? What is this halacha based on? That if it's just sitting in the barrel? Right. There's a taste transfer there. Taste transfer, if you just put a liquid in. So this is known as the sugya of kavish kemevushal. Kavish kemevushal means, in halacha, if there is a liquid, doesn't apply to solids. If there is a liquid that stays in a container for 24 hours, so that we assume there is taste transfer. So therefore, if I put a cold chicken soup, into a plastic container, and it stays in the plastic container for 24 hours, so that container is now fleishik. That is now fleishik. And, so what if it's fleishik? So if it's clean, what happens if I put noodles and cheese in there? I should not do that if I'm going to then use the noodles and cheese, leave the noodles and cheese in there for 24 hours. If I put them in there for half an hour, then nothing happened. They don't taste transfer less than 24 hours. Where do you get 24 hours from? There are other sugyas. Where does it come up here? Look what Rashi says. Kanus bahen. There's one word in Rashi. What does it mean, kanus, in them? The Mishnah didn't just say pour it into them. What is kanus? Rashi says, hechnus bahen yayin lakiyum. Lakiyum, to stay there. The Rush says, what is Rashi doing? What is Rashi throwing in that word there for? Because the Rush says, because taste transfer doesn't happen sitting in there after a little bit of time. The Rush says that it is. Where's my Rush? Here's the Rush. Mashma midvar sheina yayin nesa la'alter from Rashi. V'halashon dakol lefarishkin. The Lashon pushed him because it didn't say v'nasan yisrael l'tocho. It's v'kanas besocho. V'gamadas no tekein. This is the Rush in Simin Yutes. The logic dictates, Dolom Estavar Klal Lameimar, Dimiyach and Nasal Latocho Yayin, Niflat Latocho Yayin, and Niflat Bedofne Akli. Doesn't make sense. The Dafka Barasicha, only heat, if you boil it. Right? There are a couple of things that substitute for heat. But not just sitting, so 24 hours substitutes for heat. There's something called Dukkata Sakina, right? Pushing with a knife against the shark. If you use a fleshik knife to cut a onion, so now that onion is fleshik. Right, so dukkat the sakina along with something sharp. So there's something that substitute for heat. But it says the Rush here, if you're just pouring it in, wine sitting in the barrel doesn't substitute. So elisha pirish lo pirish lanu agvul the yira lomar shesach sheyisha besocho may ace la ace. That's the Rush right here. 24 hours. By the way, this is part of the huge issue, not for now, of the cherry casks of the different types of whiskey. And wines that they leave over in barrels, dafka, to get the taste. This is part of the issue, related to the hechsher of those items. Okay, not just mentioning that it's related, not talking about anything halacha lemaisa. Okay, it's at least one shear, so not for now. Weiter, that's the Rabbi Bleich has an article in one of his contemporary halachic problems, The Whiskey Bruhaha. That's the title of the article. That's what it's about. The Whiskey Bruhaha, right, a couple years ago when it's a popular issue to discuss. Okay, we go right there. Let's finish up or continue. Hacharzanim, there's no tefillah to stop me, so I don't even know what time it is. Hacharzanim v'hazagim shalav dekochavim. If somebody has the peels and the seeds of novikochavim, meaning the leftovers of the grapes, asurin v'isurin surin, no, the mayor said they also use those for the grapes. And so that's also asur. V'cham omrim lachen asur. And if they're still moist, they're asur. Yevesh mutar. And once they're dried out, it's not called grapes anymore. It's not food anymore. So therefore, it's mutar. Hamor yis. That's all wine related. Now we get to next. Cheese. Next section is cheese. Here we go. Hamor yis. Mor yis is not cheese. Which mor yis is just like a little fish. Fish brine. V'gvinas beis unaiki shal v'chavim. And the cheese of beis unaiki. It's the name of a place. The cheese of the v'chavim of beis unaiki. Asurin v'isurin esurana. Dibri b'meir. They're asur. The cheese is asur. Why is the cheese asur? Because maybe they mixed in some wine. Wine and cheese have gone together for a long time. Right, so maybe they mix some wine in there. Chachamim are not worried. It's not aser b'hanoa. Rabbi Yehuda, Shalz Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yehuda quotes the following conversation. Rabbi Yishmael asked Rabbi Yoshua, "Kishahayu mahalchin b'derech," when they were walking on the way. Amar lo mibnei ma'as ruginas avdei kochavim. Why are avdei kochavim non-Jewish cheeses aser? Right, what's the chashash? Meaning, when we walk into a store and there's a hechsher on a cheese, what did they have to watch out for? Right, what did they have to prevent? So, amar lo, first possibility, mibnei sha'amidin osa b'keva shel nevela. Because the way they made it into cheese, what they do, how does milk become cheese? They use certain types of enzymes and materials to make it coagulate, the rennet, and that makes it become cheese. So there is that rennet is found in a part of an animal, in the cava, and it's like one of the stomachs of the animal. So they used to put the milk into this piece of novella in order to become cheese. So it absorbed, this cheese then absorbed the trephus from the skin where it's soaking. Right? And therefore, that's the problem. That's why it's a problem. Because that rennet is significant. It's significant. Isn't it a tiny amount? Isn't it just a tiny amount? So this is called the halacha of maimid. Maimid. If a little thing causes something to take on a certain form, that even if it's a tiny amount, if it's maimid, if it gives the whole form to this item, then you don't look at such a small quantity. It has a qualitative effect on this item. Right? That's enzymes. The enzyme need hashgachas. It's a huge discussion in the postkim. Enzymes are tiny! But it might be maimid. It might cause the thing to take its form, and therefore the laws of bittul might not apply to it. That's the sugyas. Okay, so the Gemara. So he says that's why this cheese is aser, because they put it in this rennet. Amar lo v'halo kevas ola chamur mikevas nevela. 1 minute. The keva of a carbon is even more chamur than nevela. Nevela is only aser to eat. An ola is aser to get benefit from. An ola you can't get right as iser meila. And va'amru, and you know what we say, kohen shadaito yafe, a kohen that doesn't get grossed out by things, sharfachaya, a kohen that doesn't get grossed out, is allowed to eat this raw, sharfachaya, right? Eat the keva of the animal. So you see, we're not worried about it, right? Rashi says, she'ino katsu moizba, right? A piece of raw meat. Right, so you see, we're not worried about these materials that they're not significant. They're not significant. Sharfachayv lahodulo. The rabbis didn't agree. They didn't say it was allowed lachachila avalamrle and avalamolin. They said you shouldn't do it in the first place. But if you did it, you don't violate the isra meila. What does that mean? That means it also means rabbanan. But either way, on a daraisa level, you see soaking something in the keva of something that's not called food. It's not called a real piece of treif. So it's got to be a different reason why cheese is aser. So Amar lo, try number two. Mibnei shamidin oso b'kevas egle avodas kochavim. They're mamadid in the keva of an avodas zara animal. An avodas zara animal, Rashi quotes the Gemara later on, that every single element of the avodas zara animal they use for their avodas zara. And therefore every element and part of that animal is going to be aser. Even the dung of the avodah zarah they use, the Gemara is going to say. So that's why they put it into here, and therefore if it's in this keva, every part of it is aser. So amar lo imkein lama lo aser ubana. If that's true, so why is the according to the chachamim, why is it only aser b'achila? If the root of it is avodah zarah, should be even aser b'ana. He sealed davar acher, so he didn't answer him. He changed the subject. Amar lo, he said, Rabbi Yeshua said, Yishmael, hey, I have a question about a pasuk in Shira Shirim. How do you read it? Right, why did he change the subject? We'll have to see in the Gemara. But he changed, no answer. No final answer to why Gavina is Asar. We'll have to wait for the Gemara. So, how do you read the pasuk? Hechatokori, the second pasuk in Shira Shirim, Kitovim dodecha miyayin, o kitovim dodayich. Nafgamina, is it referring to Hashem? Is it referring to Bnei Yisrael? Armalo, kitovim dodayich. Fine, it's the feminine. Armalo, ena davarkein. I don't think it's feminine. Shere chaveiro malamid olav. Look at the next pasuk. Lorech shimanecha. Tovim, not shimanayich. Okay, so he changed the subject. What is this doing here? It's good kasha. But he just changed the subject. Either way, this is the source of the cheese. So a few more lines, and then we'll have to pick up. Yaimi Nolan. How do we know wine is usser? What's the question? What do we mean I know wine is usser? Are we talking about the Issa Durabanan? Of Yain Stam Yainam? So what do you need? You need a pasuk to find me an Issa Durabanan? The Chazawa goes there. What do you mean? And what about, you need a pasuk to tell me that your wine connected to a vodazara? That's also a pasuk. Right? So what's the question here? So all the Rishonim try to figure out exactly what is meant by this question. If you look in the Rashi seems to say, the Rashi is not here. The Rishonim are medayig from the Rashi that we read on top. I'll read it to you from the Ritva. The Ritva says, Vikasha, Tahu benat yayin shenazel avodah zara vada, vilu b'matisin stam yenam. The Mishnah is talking about stam yenam. And if you want to say, v'hanachon, here it is. The question is, why is it even asur v'hana'a? We're talking about stam yenam. But why were Chazal so machmir that by every other one of the Isurei Drabanan, Bishal Akum and Pas Akum and Chalav Akum, all of those only asur v'achila? Why were they so machmir by yayin and stam yenam? Ah, because the Torah is so machmir on it. It must be the Torah is so machmir, and that's why we know the Rabbanah should be so machmir. That's what the question is, according to the Ritva. And Tosfos also says it here, but that's the question. If actual carbon is asur b'hana'a, that's used for the Avodah Zarah, so to the wine poured to it. So you see, it's a separate pasuk. We're going to learn tomorrow a beautiful brisker of Be'ez Hashem that's going to talk about the special din of Stam Yenam, different than all the others, because you have a separate source of wine. It's not just part of all Avodah Zarah stuff is Aser. A separate source by wine. Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to that tomorrow. But so that's how you know. How do you know a carbon sacrifice to Avodah Zarah itself is Aser? Yismudu labal pa'ar v'yochlu zivchei mesim. They connected to Baal Pa'ar, the Avodah Zarah, and they ate from the carbon of a dead, Zivchei Mason. Ma Mes Asur Ba'anah, what does that mean? To teach us, just like a dead body is Asur Ba'anah, Av Zivchei Nami Asur Ba'anah. So you know wine from carbon, you know carbon from a dead body. How do you know a dead body? How do you know a dead body is Asur Ba'anah? Very important, Al Chalam Aisa. Why are you not allowed to get autopsies? One of the reasons, because a mace is Asur Ba'anah. Can't touch a mace. Get the eye is information called Hana? We'll get to that in a second. But what's the source? That a mace is a gufa, right? There's a big issue of organ transplants. The mace is also about Hana. How can I take an organ? Forget brain death right now. A person's totally dead, according to all shittas. Am I allowed to take an organ? A hand. Can you get a hand transplant? Isur Hana and a mace. Is there an Isur of Nival HaMace? That's even more. What do I say he doesn't eat now? What about Hashkafet Litchias HaMesim? Are we going to go about get become Nichyat? All these shilas come up, but then sugis of organ transplant. Omeis Guvimina. One, ask Yasham Sham Egla Arufa. The ultimate source, Egla Arufa. Ksifacha Tamasha Miriam. Miriam died. Ksifazam Ba'arfu Shamas Egla Manachal. They break the back of the Egla in the Nachal. Malhal Nasubana Afkanam Yasubana. Egla Arufa Nasubana, so to a mace. Vahasamina. One, it's got to end somewhere. Right? You know yayin from carbon, from mace, from egla rufa. What's the source of egla rufa? It's also bana. Ami de berabianai kaparik zibeka kachim. Because it says, vini kapar lem adam, use lashon kapara, so it's like a carbon. And that's a pasuk in the Torah. We know carbonas are usr biha na'a. Good. The isra na'a min a mace is a machlokas we shown him, whether it's daraisa or darabana. That's an important point. Right? The Sefer HaChinuch and a number of others assume it's usr daraisa. Sefer Chinuch includes this in the Isser when he discusses Kuf Nun Dalid, when he discusses the Isser of eating treif meat. Sugi we've had before. What about eating a treif, eating a person? Right? I think I quoted in the past. I remember I heard a shiur on this once, and the first opening line of the shiur is, a waiter brings you a piece of treif. Is it better to eat the treif or eat the waiter? Right, that was the question. Meaning, what? Mori Surim, Rahman al Islam. I mean, think about it. It's crazy. Rahman al Islam, we read in Parshas Kisavo. We read it, Pikuach Nefesh. So Pikuach Nefesh, if there's human flesh, and if there's tray flesh, which is less problematic? And generally, we paskin, according to the Moshe Rishonim, the human flesh is less problematic, because it's an Isra Asay. So an Isra Asay is not a Lois Asay. But it's also, Daraisa, according to most. Sorry? Isser Hana'a. Yeah. Isser Hana'a, but what's the lashon? There's no losa say. Where's the losa? It's just the source. There's no losa say here.
The source is ultimately
Egla Rufa. Ultimately, it's Egla Rufa. So you use the losa say? By Egla Rufa, is there a losa say? Also, there's no losa. It says it is. Shum. So we know it's Azmanas.
Isn't it obvious from the fact that we're talking about Daraisa?
So that's the pashtus. Some Rishonim say that Isser Hana'a and Amaze, if you look in the. Look at this one. The Mishnah Malach at the end of Hilchos Avel is a long Mishnah Malach. He quotes that it could be Durabana. Okay, you always have the
Asma.
I mean, remember, we're trying to find a source for Stam Yenam Durabanan. That's the ultimate source we're trying to find.
Okay.
So if you say all of these are, at least some of them, some of the Limudim are Durabanan, Egla Ruf is Asa Daraisa. It's like a carbon.
Right.
It's a form of carbon. But you're right, it's more difficult
to...
It's more difficult to read. 100%. It's more difficult to read. More difficult to read. The point I alluded to before... Did I bring the heart sweet? I'm going to bring the heart sweet. And that is information called Hana'a? Right, what about taking anatomy? What if somebody's not going to touch any, right? That's one big issue. The Heart Tzvi assumes it is not called Hana. A. B. Does it apply to Jew and non-Jew alike? That's another difference in the poskim. They talk about, again, this is all discussed by the Rav Yaakov Emden has a tshuva about this and others, but that is all related. Okay, let's just do a little more. So, because tomorrow, next week, we're going to have short dafim. Not short in physically, but just short time-wise, with slichas. So, if the vinegar that Ovi Kachavim has, that used to be wine, is also asr. Why is it pshita? Of course. He had wine, and now it's vinegar, but it was asr when it was wine. So, Amar Ravashi, ha asr l'shmina. This is the chiddush. Chomet shalanu biad Ovi Kachavim, ain't zor chosim so chosem. No, the chiddush is that if we have vinegar, chomet shalanu, that started off as vinegar, and then we gave it to them, it does not meet a double seal. As we'll learn about, when do you need a double seal? Certain yayin issues, you need double seals, as we'll see later on. But vinegar, if we gave them vinegar, it was never wine by them, you don't need a double seal, only one. Why? Well, you're worried about they're gonna pour it to their avodah zarah? They don't. Are they going to switch it with other let's say worse vinegar they have? It's already a sign that they're going to have to try to figure out how to put it back and make it like it's not broken, so they're not going to be tarech on it. Only with as a wine chash does one need a chosam besoch chosam. Okay, this is where we'll stop. Hashem, tomorrow starts bishul yayin mavushal. Is there any issue? What's the sugis of Yayin Mavushal? What about pasteurization? We'll talk about the major machlokas of Paschim about that. We'll talk about Mayim Gluyim. Tomorrow's daf is all about Mayim Gluyim, right? About the snakes coming into the water or the wine overnight. That'll be Be'ez Hashem tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. So the daf will be 6:40 tomorrow morning. 6:40 we'll do tomorrow's daf, and I think that's what we'll do the rest of the week, right? For at least, what's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Monday. Monday. So Monday, Tuesday, right? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm guessing. Because I have parent-teacher conferences and other stuff. But let's assume 6:40 in the mornings.